Hello, you're listening to Off the Clock, Arts and Culture on KBIA. I'm Jen Cooper. Today we're going to rewind the clock a year and tell you about a discovery KBIA's Meredith Turk and John Farmer de la Torre made while searching for tamales in Colombia.
My friend John Farmer de la Torre is half Mexican, grew up with a Mexican mother and grandmother, and always knew where to find good tamales.
I haven't had like any decent tamales in a while, and I know that wherever there's a Hispanic community, there's usually someone who makes tamales.
So we're searching in Columbia, Missouri for the network of tamale makers.
Yeah, somewhere around here, there's going to be someone who makes tamales, and they're going to be good.
Let's go. Off we go.
We started our search for tamales on a cold, icy Sunday morning. Our first thought was to find Spanish speakers, so we started at the Spanish Mass at Sacred Heart Catholic Church. The Mass had been canceled because of a thick sheet of ice on the ground, but we hung around and spoke with the first couple that arrived to Mass, Silvia and her husband Rigoberto. "We are looking for tamales," we asked them. Silvia mentions her sister-in-law will be making tamales today, but she might be finished. Silvia gives her a call, and just our luck, they haven't started. They invite us to their home to see the whole process.
They're starting right now.
Hola. The simmering ingredients fill our noses as we step into the home in North Colombia. A big silver pot sits in the middle of the dining room, already filled with a thick corn dough or masa. Rigoberto's sister Nancy wipes bright green hijos de plátanos, or plantain leaves, and prepares corn husks ready for filling. The host of the tamale party, Ulises, says she has to host because her kids, Kevin and Haley, found the plastic Jesus hidden in the rosca, a cake very similar to King's Cake in New Orleans. The rosca is served on January 6, El Día de Reyes, or King's Day. Whichever kids get the baby Jesus, their parents have to prepare the tamales. Once the corn dough, the masa, is done, they begin the most important part.
So this is the salsa. Tomatillos.
Silvia made the salsa verde, the green salsa. It's a mix of tomatillos, jalapenos, garlic, and onion. Ulises made the salsa roja, the red salsa, a spicy, smoky version with chile de árbol. After much probing, the women agree there's no specific recipe they follow, as there are so many ways to make tamales. There are family recipes and regional recipes passed down, and each is different. Each woman contributes a part of the entire tamale recipe. One makes the salsa, the other makes the masa, testing the harmony of each component as they go. Silvia says if we weren't here with our mics and our equipment, they'd be joking around. But to us, it looks like they are joking around. Making tamales is a day for them to catch up with each other. After 3 hours, as the tamales steam in a big pot atop a large propane tank, family and friends start to arrive dressed in their finest after washing off the day's corn flour and salsa. And it wouldn't be dinner without atole, a sweet, warm cinnamon milk drink served with the spicy tamales.
Wow.
We were lucky.
Very lucky. I had no idea, because we could have been waiting a little.
Although the group made close to 200 tamales, the women joke that they might be gone by the end of the night. It depends on how many people eat. And we're happy to help. I'm Meredith Turk, KBIA News.
That's Off the Clock this week. Thanks for listening. Have a good weekend.